China has given a great deal of attention to its efforts against severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, which has been the Chinese government's apparent top public health priority in recent weeks. At the same time, though, critics charge that comparatively little attention has been paid to AIDS, which is a much bigger and more deadly problem in China. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, a group that advises Congress on national security implications of U.S. trade with China, held a recent hearing on the impact of SARS on the Asian nation. Commissioner Robert Ellsworth asked the witnesses to compare the disease to HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
Why is it that SARS has made such an impact and HIV has not?
One theory put forward by Xiao Chang, director of the University of California at Berkeley's China Internet Studies program, is that most Chinese HIV sufferers are in the countryside.
They are the rural peasants. Nobody knows about them. But this time SARS broke in Guangdong and Beijing, two most populous and developed areas.
Another witness, U.S. Naval Academy Associate Professor Yu Maochun, had two explanations. He said the first is a basic human reaction.
When you come to the HIV, it's a known disease. They can cover up, and there is no sort of fear within, say, you know, we know how HIV is transmitted. In other words, if you don't go to Henan, go to other places, you're probably less likely to be transmitted. I think, you know, SARS is scary.
But Professor Yu says other equally important reasons why the Chinese government is paying so much attention to SARS are international attention and harm to the economy.
It is because of a foreign press. It's because of the governmental reaction. And also the business circle. You have a massive exodus of businessmen, and also, you know, international conferences were being canceled. Well, soccer were not played over there.
The spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington, Sun Wei De, says SARS gets more attention right now because it's still relatively new.
I think that we are aware that SARS, I think, is the first major disease of the 21st century. Well, AIDS, I think, has existed for quite a few, for a very long time. I think since 1985, we have found actually AIDS cases in China.
Mr. Sun acknowledges that AIDS is a serious problem in China and says Beijing is taking a wide array of steps to try to combat it.
For example, at the moment, the Chinese government is reforming healthcare systems, and we are setting up rural healthcare cooperatives. Government and central government and local governments will pay subsidies to help farmers join the system. And we are also banning the illegal plasma trade, which has been one of the major sources for the infection of AIDS. And the Chinese government has invested $272 million in 2001 to establish and upgrade 495 blood banks in central and western regions.
Zuofeng Zhang, a professor at the University of California at Los Angeles' School of Public Health, says AIDS is a much bigger problem for China than SARS. He says SARS has infected about 5,300 people and has led to more than 340 deaths. By comparison, he says, international organizations like the World Health Organization estimate that the more deadly HIV virus has infected vastly more Chinese.
Up to the end of last year, it was estimated that China has over 1 million people with HIV or AIDS. And it was predicted by WHO I think the UNAIDS that according to the recent speed, and the number is going to increase to 10 million people by year of 2010.
Professor Zhang says one of the problems is that China, with its 1.2 billion people, devotes only about 5% of its annual budget to health care, compared to about 15% in the United States.
China only spent a very small amount of money, and the care system in the rural China is really, I don't think can really deal with AIDS or SARS. And if they cannot deal with SARS, they definitely cannot deal with AIDS. That's a problem.
Professor Zhang says he is encouraged that China's new leadership is showing greater determination to fight SARS and be somewhat more open about it. He says he hopes that the Chinese government will have the same attitude when it comes to the greater task of dealing with AIDS. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.